And why is it that there's only two or three doctors in the United States that practice this technique of this particular break? He said, well, doctors today just don't want to take the time for the ensuing therapy. They just don't want to do that type of work. He guesses, he don't know. He says, but the technique is not a secret. And I said, well, how did this doctor know where you were from? And he said, well, he says, this technique did originate from some college in Boston, some hospital in Boston.
Boston?
Well, anyway, he said, when after the World War I, he says, we had so much bone work to do. And the boys coming back overseas, he says, we developed two or three techniques there that are used, widely used in bone work today. What's the name for bone? What do you call it?
Osteopath.
And he says that's how he knew. Says he, you know, says the doctor that still lives, there were only three living. One was in California and one was in New York. Dr. Simone is dead, so I don't know who does it now.
Where did they learn this now?
Some college and hospital that treated the wounded coming back from in Boston.
Boston,
yeah.
Up in the north?
Yeah, in the east, yeah.
Okay.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, when people, back in the old days when people, when an old fella died, you know, that they didn't have any way of saying that, like, well, if nobody liked him in the community, they'd say, well, I'm glad that old timer finally.
Well, most of the time, old timer died or anybody died, whether he was a rogue or whether he was a good citizen. They always had something good to say about him. You never talked about the dead unless you could say something good about him. They used to say a lot of complimentary things about fellas after they died that you knew were not absolutely true, but
yeah,
but that was respected to the dead.
They laid him away in the
We didn't have funeral homes in those days. If you didn't have, you were generally laid away in your house, in your parlor, you know. They had to wake in the front room of your house or at the church.
Okay.
Laid in the church. You didn't want to be home. Most of them were laid away at home.
And you'd be buried, they'd be buried in a, where?
Well, underground. We had some people that in this low area here, some of them wanted to
bury above ground.
Above ground. But most of the graveyards around here are buried in the ground. They have some tombs in a cemetery down here.
Yeah.
My wife's mother and father had a tomb. They had a tomb. My wife's mother and father were Robert Road up here. Her people own all. Grandfather owned most all that ground up there that road led to his property.
Yeah.
He used to be in the turpentine and the lumber business.
Yeah. There was a road that went down his property?
Yeah, it's still there. I still call it Robert Road. It runs off Goss Boulevard where the computer station is there.
Yeah.
That road that goes north up to Pearl River is Robert Road.
Oh.
That's my wife's people. He was an old Frenchman named Pierre.
They put him in a what? In the box they'd put him in.